and I can get to my honey's house 15 different ways.
Yucky, yucky, do what?
Well,
yucky, yucky, do what?
Well,
yucky, 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 woo.
We are excited about this morning's guest, Jess Dubois. Jess Dubois is here at KUVO, but he's been on 5 Points for a long time. In fact, you know, one of my earlier questions, Mr. Dubois, was how did you get to Denver? But you've been here all along.
That's right. Born and raised in the area.
And your history with jazz actually includes some of the family work at Lincoln Hills, Colorado. That was the resort for African Americans. And many of the jazz players who came through town or came west would spend time either in 5 Points or up at the Lincoln Hills Resort.
That's right.
So who did you meet?
Well, Billy Eckstein, Mongo Santa Maria, and Elvis Gerald, and Sunnyland Slim.
Did you get
Muddy Waters?
Muddy Waters.
I could go on and on and on about the people that I've met in the past.
Did you get a sense that they were relaxed when they got out west, when they got up to the resort? Did you ever get a sense that they let their hair down and relaxed a bit?
Oh, definitely. It was a place that they could sort of kick back and enjoy a different life completely. Fishing and hiking and camping out. They just had a heck of a time, and it was didn't have the hustle and bustle of the big cities.
Yeah, as they hustled for their jazz careers. That right. Was before your career as an artist really got going, though, wasn't it?
That's right, yes. I went to the and graduated from the Colorado Institute of Art in the mid-1950s after being discharged from the United States Marine Corps, serving in Korea.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Your artistic approach, how do you describe your art?
Well, I travel a lot. I spend a great deal of time in the mountains, so I'm familiar with the landscape, the Colorado landscape, and I also traveled with Indian art shows in Arizona and did many portraits of the people of the Southwest. And so I do a combination of people and landscapes and still lifes.
His 50-year career in beautiful presentation, as we're looking at some of his art that he brought here to the studio, including this one here, Portrait of Miles Davis.
That's right, who did play here. I imagine, I think it was in the early 50s. And so I met and talked to some of those people.
You've got also other portraits, Jesse, including, I would imagine, a more recent one of the late Joe Henderson.
Right.
Yeah. And are these, so do you paint from after having met mostly, like John Lee Hooker is a great, great, great portrait of John Lee Hooker.
Well, I use photographs, and a lot of times, when possible, I photograph different people myself, and then I also use other references that people have. And I years ago used to visit the Rawsonian and sort of sneak in because I was underage, but
wow.
Since I didn't drink, the people knew that I was very interested in art and music, so I was able to go in and listen to a lot of these people play and perform. In later times, I met Muddy Waters in Boulder when he played at Tulagi's.
Wow.
And I was called every night to take him to his hotel. And since I knew him and his friend, Sunnyland Slim. So I would come and take him to his place to spend the night.
Our guest is Jess Dubois, J-E-S-S-D-U-B-O-I-S. Jess Dubois is our guest. He's a longtime artist here on Five Points, his gallery at 2823 Welton.
Jess, you've been in Five Points as long as I can remember now. You've been down there for quite a while.
Yes.
It's been, I mean, your store has been there. A lot of people have come to appreciate, a lot of new people have come to appreciate your art just in the last 7 or 8 years as part of the Five Points Jazz Festival. You're always out there.
Right. I'm always here.
Yeah.
We're mentioning the location of your gallery because you had a little water damage. One of the after the freeze, the pipes melted and you had a burst. It damaged some of your basement storage there, and the community was concerned. We saw some of the coverage, and how can folks support the work of Jess Dubois? Maybe a good thing is to make an appointment and go by and drop by the gallery and buy some art. How about that?
That would be fine, and I'm open to doing portraits of families, individuals, so that you could come to visit my studio, have a lot of paintings, a lot of art ready to go, to hang on the wall.
Hey, Jess, we can't let you leave without talking about a little bit of your music training. Your background in music. Now, you say you met Mongo and you got a fascination for congas, but you also never leave the house without your spoons. Tell us about that. Maybe give us a little sample of what playing the spoons is like.
I met a fellow by the name, they called him Spoons. Uh-huh. And he's a very, very talented spoon player. And I was always fascinated with the different forms of music since going to Manual High School. I was in the band, and anyway, I started playing spoons, and he, with Spoon's help, and now I still carry my spoons with me, and all these years. And in Boulder, many, many years ago, I was told to leave by the Boulder Police Department because I was teaching the hippies to play those crazy spoons. And it was something that I remember from way back. But now, you know, it's a popular form of music.
So you want to give us a little sample? You want to hold the spoons up to the microphone there, and let's hear something here.
What's he do with those spoons?
And we'll figure out if Mike Wilson forgot the key.
Okay.
All the fingers, all the palms involved.
Yeah, spoonful. Muddy Waters.
That's it.
That's pretty cool.
We got a little stomping and shouting going on. Jess Dubois, our guest this morning, who walked down a whole half a block and then upstairs here to the second floor. The Jess Dubois Gallery is at 2823 Welton Street. The website is jessdubois.com. That's J-E-S-S-D-U-B-O-I-S. com. You can make an appointment. His gallery is open by appointment. Number 720-422-7569. Jess Dubois, thank you for displaying some of your work and visiting us. You've been a great neighbor. Blessings to you. And we're going to send some people over there to buy some art.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me over for the interview.